Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We start with the drummer, quite a musician, out of New York City. That was Reggie Quinterly with the tune New York Nights off his latest offering, 2021's New York Nowhere. This album is an ode to the city that he's called home for over 20 years. Originally from Houston, Texas, he began playing the drums at an early age, and his dedication and curious nature led his parents to search out private instructors who would challenge and hone his musical skills. That led to learning from the likes of master drummers like Jimmy Cobb, Joe Chambers, Lewis Nash, and the great Kenny Washington. Each one of his projects is unique in its conception and seeks to invoke a wide range of emotions. That's his appeal. In 2017, he fulfilled a lifelong goal of returning to higher education as a Juilliard faculty member specializing in jazz history, and we need a lot of that. In the summer of 2019, he joined the faculty at Hunter College at City University of Newark as a lecturer. His love of the craft and desire to get back out there performing live is at a fever pitch now, and we caught up with him here at Neon Jazz to talk about his life and jazz, and he had some thoughts on things as this world of ours wakes up and the revival is on its way.
I think it's going to make this community in particular stronger in the same way that it's going to make all of us stronger, because this experience has forced us to really reevaluate what we hold dear.
Welcome to Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of drummers like Brian Stever and Tyree Johnson. And Tyree is the glue in the show at Lonnie's in downtown Kansas City. Below us are some sounds from a night I spent at Lonnie McFadden's club watching it unfold. And it was a magical anniversary gift from my wife, Amanda, to view one of the finest entertainers to grace a stage. And man, was that a show.
It's the music is one thing, but when you watch the interplay between the artists, then you know you got a conversation going.
Yeah, and that guy is 100% conversation. And we are coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, doing our best to give you the best in jazz. So Reggie had a kind of blue moment when he was getting baptized into the jazz. A lot of us did. And as we hear that story, this track, Amandla, comes from a new released Unearthed live show from Miles Davis, paying homage to a lifelong love of France. It's from July 1991, and I think they're always going to unearth something new from Miles.
Hello, this is Gustavo Cortiñas, drummer, composer from Mexico City, residing in Chicago, Illinois, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Enjoy the music. Thanks for supporting us.
La esclavitud americana resultó en la piedra fundamental sobre la cual se construyó el gigantesco capital industrial de los tiempos contemporáneos. Se estima en unos 10 millones el total de negros esclavos introducidos desde África a partir de la conquista de Brasil y hasta la abolición de la esclavitud. Se abolió la esclavitud en 1888 y quedaron así inauguradas formas combinadas de servidumbre feudal y trabajo asalariado que persisten en nuestros días, en que un hombre es más barato que su pueblo y el aparato de represión se encarga de que lo siga siendo. We'll be right back.
That was Chicago-based drummer, composer, and educator Gustavos Cornitas with the tune Combustule Humano off his newest 2021 CD, Desafio Candate.
You're working on it, but so far, so good.
And this next line should be okay. Born and raised in Mexico City, he started to play the kit at 10. He's a graduate of Loyola University and has developed a very successful career in the U.S. for over a decade, and he's been all over the place. We caught up with him from his base in Chicago to talk jazz and the process. Have a listen.
When I'm practicing, when I'm studying music, you're continually refining yourself, and both in a physical, mental, and spiritual way, you know? And I have learned to love the craft and the process of this working on myself.
Along with the music, he has over a decade of teaching experience with students of all ages and at all levels. This next track is a good one, and as we slip past baseball's All-Star break here in 2021, let's celebrate another one of America's finest inventions. Here's jazz composer and arranger, woodwind player, recording artist, band leader, and cool cat, Tom Kubas, with his own big band with his rendition of the classic, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Man, we need this.
It's time for baseball! We'll be right back.
pitch. Got him swinging. You're out.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matt Panaitis. I'm a guitar player, and you're listening to my music from Field Theory. I'm so happy to be on the station with Joe Dimino. We'll be right back.
That was guitarist and composer Matt Panaitis with the tune Kite Flying off his 2021 CD, Field Theory. His unique blend of playing has led to performances throughout New York City and all over the world. Influenced by the language of jazz musicians, rock bands, and singer-songwriters, this cat grew up in Springfield, Ohio, and Indianapolis, Indiana, and is now based in Jersey City, leading his own groups and collaborating with many others. And he had some thoughts on live music coming back into existence at long last. Have a listen.
I think that people are going to realize how precious it is, you know, to be able to go out and hear live music and to experience that in person, to experience that with other people, to experience a place, a location together.
Here's a guitarist Matt is familiar with. This is the great Rodney Jones with the title track off his 1991 CD, Articulation, as the jazz speak continues.
friends and fellow Americans out there in the world. Whenever I'm in town, whenever I'm in Brown, Kansas City, I love to listen to my man Joe Dimino and his wonderful station, Neon Jazz. So check it out, because I love to myself.
I took the train up to Harlem, dressed to the nines, a spring afternoon. Going to the Apollo, hear all that jazz soul and down homeless. Nina, Sarah, and Ella, Duke and Basie would swing, that's a fact. Jackie, Smokey, and Marvin, James Brown, Aretha, never walked through the back. I grew up with the people who believed in hard work. I grew up, never heard them use the N-word. I grew up, stood on shoulders where I learned how to give.
Harlem is the place. Harlem is the place where I live.
A jukebox sat in the corner, your favorite tune would play while you dance. Afro hair, right on, brother, platform shoes, Motown grooves, gangster hats. Doo-wop groups on the corner, girls double dutch, and man, they could twist. Buy a deuce and a quarter, play a number, you hope that it hits. I grew up with the people who believed in hard work. I grew up, never heard them use the N-word. Stood on shoulders where I learned how to give. Yes, Harlem is the place. Harlem is the place where I live. Folks are rapping, lay down those beats, sample some tracks. But Malcolm said from the pulpit, better learn how your rhythms are jacked. Folks have thought the plantation, a place of pain where our families were sold. Old Miss Tubman, she saved some, like Robert Smith says, there's so far to go. I grew up with the people who believed in hard work. I grew up, never heard them use the N-word. I grew up, stood on shoulders where I learned how to give. Yes, Harlem is the place. Harlem is the place where I live. I'm gonna go uptown, I'm gonna look around, find my groove there. Go to the Apollo, gonna see that show, yeah. I grew up
That was the very cool Brooklyn-born, Harlem-based vocalist, guitarist, and bandleader, and even composer, Alan Harris, with his 2021 track, I Grew Up, Kate's Place, off his CD, Kate's Soul Food. To this day, he is one of the most accomplished and exceptional singers of his generation, and he was aptly described by the Miami Herald as an artist blessed with the warmth of Tony Bennett, the bite and rhythmic sense of Sinatra, and the sly elegance of Nat King Cole.
Oh, wow. Put that on a resume.
He's hired.
Yeah.
His chops can definitely be heard on this 14th recording as a leader and his concerts all over the world. And this recording was more of a homage to his past. It was a reflective recording based on this pandemic. And we also talked about the heat of the pandemic that created the racial uproar in America. And he had some very comforting, real thoughts.
I think now that it's been exposed, people are realizing that we have to come together and figure out how not just to make it right, but to make it comfortable for each other. Because that's the only way we're going to interact. If each and every one of us feels that we have a place of comfort as we walk side by side. And music has been my catalyst in doing that.
Here's a new one by free jazz and hard bop drummer Barry Altschul and his 3D Comp Factor with the title track off his 2021 CD, Long Tall Sunshine.
Love it. Love it. That, there's an album track right there.
We'll be right back.
I'm Grace Haggerty, a jazz singer out of New York, and I'm listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Goes stealing down to to my shoes while I sit and sigh. Go long, blue, while I sit and sigh. Go long, blue. So long. Goodbye. Get that mood and a go.
That was the new 2021 solo offering from vocalist Grace Haggerty with the standard Mood Indigo off her CD My Funny Valentine. Gary, Indiana-born jazz guitarist George Gillum, joined by his trio with his take on Bob Dylan's Highway 61. One of those early live shows and influences on his jazz psyche was the iconic bebop hard bop cat, Sonny Stitt. And as we get into a very early tune from him, Sunset, it's apropos because it's getting ready to set around here. We're going to listen to George talk about Sonny.
We'd go down and listen to Sonny Stitt at the Grass Hut sometimes. And it was like, you know, it was just so much allowed to listen to Don Patterson. And, you know, I would go see Wes Montgomery, you know, at the Plug Nickel early on, and it was just it was exciting. It was just fun.
Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the psyche of good radio broadcasting around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you, long, tall sunshine. I appreciate it.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. Give us your long, tall sunshine there, kids. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.